Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown. Online at Ralph Eye Care Specialists, Vision for the Future. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. And your forecast there sounded really interesting, really good. I'd sure like to live wherever that forecast is for. Wow, what a neat forecast. For those who are getting a little tired of the cold, you know, in my house here this week, we had 20 below twice. This morning wasn't 20 below, but with the wind, it felt pretty chilly. But for those who are getting a little tired of it, what you didn't say in your forecast is that by Monday, it's supposed to be up to about 30 above. So we're getting kind of changed. That typically happens in February. We jump around quite a bit, so it's pretty amazing. Thanks to the cold of yesterday, the average temperature for the month so far, and we're nearing halfway, is colder than it was in January. Last year, February was our coldest month. Now, I don't expect that to last this time around, but yes, it can still happen. We are quite a ways to go yet. Days get longer. Boy, it is so obvious now. Days getting longer. We are at, I think I mentioned last week, how we got to 10 hours of daylight by February 8th. Well, here we are approaching the 18th when it turns to 10 and a half hours of daylight. By the end of the month, it will be 11 hours of daylight, and the vernal equinox is in March, when we have even more so. So the days continue to get longer, and here's an interesting one for you. A month from tomorrow, on March 13, we change to daylight saving time. And then, if that's not enough, on February 22, this is one that I think is really a neat one to look forward to. That's the first time since way back in 4 months that we're going to have sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, days are really getting bright and long. And that brings about a lot of critter action, a critter responses. Bird feeders continue to be active, but I find we have, in addition to the feeding, we have some sounds going on. The chickadees sing a little Phoebe sound. The nuthatches give a yank, 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 yank kind of noise more than normal. And the woodpeckers, when they go away from the feeder and they get back in the woods, they'll do some drumming, sounds of their territory. Still a pretty good size of a flock of redpolls. I visited a couple of other places this week at bird feeders who had a couple of other birds that I don't get here, such as redbreast nuthatch, pine grosbeak, evening grosbeak, and even a hoary redpoll showing up. Gray jays were nearby. I was up in the Sac Zim area. Sac Zim Bog is going to have a birding festival this weekend, and I think anybody going to it better be ready for a little bit of a chilly weather. But nevertheless, it's a good place to see a variety of things. In addition to what I said there was seen, they've also seen goshawk, and then they've seen things like the great gray owls. Those always things of note. Now, as I said before, February happens to be a good time for owls. For some reason, they do more calling. They probably notice it a little bit inverse of what I said about the longer days. For them, the nights tend to get shorter, and they are in the beginning of their breeding season as well. Most notably is the great horned owl, which breeds very early in the season, frequently nesting in March. Then there's the barred owl calling I heard this week, and sometimes, many times in February, I've heard calling from the tiny saw-whet owl. So yeah, this is a time when there's plenty of things going on with owls. Also, in the world of mammals, it's been really good this week to see the snow animal tracks in the snow. It's really good. We had a snow earlier in the week, and then we had so much wind that whatever was out there one day was pretty much covered by the drifting of the next day and so forth. So there was just a lot of new tracks. Every day I went out, I saw new tracks. The two that were most notable were the fox. They're very active right now. The coyotes were very active earlier, and right now it's the fox's turn to be very active. And then the snowshoe hare, they continue to be very active. I saw plenty of other tracks, altogether about 10, including some weasel. I had not seen weasel tracks for a while, and so it was good to see them. The snowpack varies around here, but about a foot to 2 feet of snow on the ground. Early March is usually our time of maximum snowpack, and so we have plenty of snow on the ground. And what that does is that gives a shelter for lots of critters that want to hide from the cold, and they take advantage of it and they go under. However, many of the critters I saw left their snow tracks, their footprints on top of the snowpack. Other things of note, you may have noticed in driving around, I sure noticed this, that the trees take on a little bit of a tint of color at this time. Late February is when it really stands out. But we have the willows turning, depending on the species of willows, sometimes an orange twig, sometimes yellow, sometimes red. And then the red osier dogwood, which is a very small tree, but turns bright red as we get into late February. I think that's the way they deal with these longer days. And then, this is a great one to look forward to. This morning during my walk, I stopped and took a look at a quaking aspen along the way, and the quaking aspen buds were really big. Now, the one we usually look for as we get a little bit of a cabin fever or perhaps spring fever this time of year is the opening of buds of the pussy willow. Well, pussy willow is a very small tree. Quaking aspen can be quite a bit larger, but both of the two will show very fuzzy buds at this time as we start to get into around the end of February to early March. So, yes, there's plenty going on, and I think it's going to be a terrific weekend to get out and take care. Just make sure you stay warm. So, yeah, Lisa, we are halfway through February.
And not a moment too soon, as far as I'm concerned, Larry.
Don't leave it too soon. This is a beautiful month.
All right. Thank you much, Larry Weber, this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday, right here on Northland Morning.